The Epistle of Paul to Philemon. Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our dearly beloved and fellow laborer, and to our beloved Apphia and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in your house. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God, making mention of you always in my prayers, hearing of your love and faith which you have toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints, that the communication of your faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. For ye have great joy and consolation in your love, because the compassion of the saints are refreshed by you, brother. Therefore, though I might be very bold in Christ to ask you that which is convenient, yet for love's sake I rather beg of you, being as one as Paul the aged, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ, I beg of you for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my imprisonment, in which time past was to you unprofitable, but now profitable to you and to me, whom I have sent back again, that you may therefore receive him, that is my own affection, whom I would have kept with me, that in your place he might have ministered unto me in the imprisonment of the gospel. But without your mind I would do nothing, that your benefit should not be as it were of necessity, but willingly. For perhaps he therefore departed for a season, that you should receive him forever, not now as a slave, but above a slave, a brother beloved, especially to me, but how much more unto you, both in the flesh and in the Lord. If you count me therefore a partner, receive him as yourself. If he has wronged you or owes you anything, put that on my account. I, Paul, have written it with my own hand. I will repay it. However, do not say unto you how you owe unto me even your own self beside. Yes, brother, let me have joy of you in the Lord. Refresh my compassion in the Lord. Having confidence in your obedience, I wrote unto you, knowing that you will also do more than I say. But withal, prepare me also a lodging, for I trust that through your prayers I shall be given unto you. There salute you Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, Marcus, Aristarchus, Demas, Lucas, my fellow laborers. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen.